And we welcome you this afternoon to the KATH Interview of the Week. We hope you're having a great weekend. And I know if you're listening to this radio station, it's very likely that you are a champion of life. We certainly do a lot in this radio station to promote the dignity of life from conception to natural death. And there are a lot of great organizations out there doing a lot of great work to show the dignity of every human being. And one of the ones that has been going on now for over a quarter of a century is something you may have heard of. It's called the Life Chain. It's a one day a year where people gather and at various locations across the United States and Canada and perhaps even other countries, and hold signs and pray for a change of heart and for a change in the culture in of life, a culture of death, rather, to a culture of life across the world in this country. So we want to talk about Life Chain today and how you can be involved, perhaps even leading a group or getting involved in one that's already existing. And to do this, I have two wonderful guests. Both of them are on the phone with me. Sharon Albertson is the Texas Director of Life Chain. And she's also the coordinator of the Life Chain website, which is very easy to remember, lifechain.net. And she joins us from Dallas. And also joining us from Temple, Texas, is Joe Goodson. And he's the Director of Public Relations for Life Chain. And so we welcome both of you, and thank you very much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm sorry for that lengthy introduction. I'm actually going to let y'all talk a little bit, too. So we got about 2 minutes left. No, I'm kidding.
No.
Sharon, I've known you for many years, and my family and I have been involved in the Life Chain and have really just found the great fruit that's come out of it. If you could tell our listeners, I mentioned, you know, over a quarter of a century that this has been going on. This is the 26th year. Can you take us back 26 years, and how did this all get started? And maybe you can do a better job of explaining what Life Chain is all about and the mission and purpose.
Okay. Life Chain began in 1987 in California when Royce Dunn and others in the Yuba City area realized that the only way to get the abortion clinics in their area to close would be through prayer. And then each year since that time, the Life Chain has spread across the United States and Canada. And now there are Life Chains in more than 1,500 cities and towns, many with multiple locations, so that more than 1,800 locations have a prayer presence. And they're also in many other countries as well. People come here from other countries and take back with them what they enjoyed doing here. Life Chain is a peaceful, prayerful, public witness of pro-life Americans, standing in honor of 56 million lives lost to abortion, praying for our nation, for people in crisis situations, and for an end to abortion. It's a visual statement of solidarity of the Christian community that abortion kills children and that the church supports the sanctity of human life from the moment of conception to natural death.
And I guess one of the most important things I didn't mention is the date of this year's Life Chain. And I think it's always the first Sunday in October. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Right.
So this year it's going to be Sunday, October 6th. And you have an alternate date, which I think is a splendid idea. So for people that can't do it on the 6th, October 27th. And so obviously October is one of our pro-life months and where we focus on life. And also, logistically, if you could, Sharon, tell us what do people do and for how long and what time is it going to be on October 6th at all these 1,500 different locations across the globe?
Okay. Actually, that more than 1,500 is just in the United States and Canada, and most of them are on the first Sunday of October and 2 to 3:30 p.m., 90-minute Life Chains. In some locations, however, they are on Saturday morning in front of the abortion clinic, or if the city is doing 40 days for life, they do it at their midpoint rally for that. So they are all different times, but it's true. The most of them are the first Sunday of October, with the last Sunday of October as the alternate date.
Mm-hmm. And I mentioned also Joe Goodson joining us on the phone also down in Temple, Texas. And Joe, how long have you been involved with Life Chain, and in what capacity other than now being head of PR? And what got you motivated to be involved with it?
Well, thank you. I In 1989, I sat down as a student at Moody Bible Institute in Chicago to write President George H.W. Bush about abortion. That was my first, I guess, involvement of saying, I cannot sit on this issue. I am a Christian, and I must do something to speak for those who cannot speak for themselves. But like many Christians and people of goodwill, I did not really have in right in front of me an outlet for the passion to get involved, to take a stand. And I was a youth pastor in Dallas in the mid-1990s when our pastor announced from the pulpit that Life Chain was coming and we were going to get involved as a church. So we took our youth group out there and stood along Northwest Highway holding up a sign and praying for an end to abortion. And it made a difference in my life. It made a difference in our youth's lives and in the lives of those who passed by and saw our signs. And ever since then, I've tried to be a part wherever I was. That included Mansfield while I was at seminary. And then in 2005, I became a pastor in a small town called Rosebud, Texas. They had never heard of Life Change, so we took them out to Pro-Life Waco and joined theirs, whoever wanted to come. And then they were the ones who spread the word to the rest of our church. And the next year, we started one. And in fact, we prayed and looked for leaders all up and down Highway 77. And to this day, there are still about six locations from right outside of Waco all the way to Cameron, Texas, who faithfully stand and pray. And so I've just always looked at Life Chain as at least that one thing a year that all of us can do, that all of us will be doing at the same time. And if nothing else, that, but it's a springboard for other involvement.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things I really love about this is that, you know, this is in the middle of the day on a Sunday during football season. And I remember telling guys, you know, hey, listen, you know, if the football game's more important to you than this hour and a half of getting out there and supporting life, then I think you need to check your priorities. And I just think it's a great time to kind of have a gut check and say, you know, what's the most important for this hour and a half of my day on a Sunday, even if there's a football game or something that maybe competing with what I can do. This is one day of the year to do this, and I just want to challenge everybody to get involved and do something. And Joe, I want to ask you, you know, being a pastor yourself, and I know Sharon would echo this, is that this is something that really transcends denominations. You have Protestants, Catholics, mm-hmm. probably people of Jews, Muslims, people perhaps of no faith, maybe even atheists that are involved in this, which really it's a uniting issue, isn't it?
It is. If anybody wants to join the Life Chain, as long as they're, you know, doing what the Life Chain is about, they are sure welcome to come out. And it's really been it's been an opportunity for me to meet a lot of people of different backgrounds and to also to every year pray for more people to hear about it, because it only really gets known about by word of mouth. There's nobody getting paid doing the Life Chain. It is simply volunteer. Sharon puts in hours and hours and hours and hours every year just to call folks. And without that, it wouldn't be what it is. But every one of us can do that. And in our own locales, you know, if you don't have a Life Chain, you can really start one. Just get in touch with lifechain.net and with Sharon. And yes, it's for anybody who has the heart to speak for the unborn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know the prayer is such an important part of it, and so maybe the atheists wouldn't be interested, but I know that we're not going to ever take the prayer out of it. That's the whole purpose, as Sharon said a moment ago. Sharon, I know a big part of this and what Joe has just mentioned was the signs, and the signs have been very consistent from year to year, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that you really want people to use the authorized signs. One says abortion kills children. Another says adoption, the loving option. Lord, forgive us in our nation. Abortion hurts women. Life, the first unalienable right. And pray to end abortion. And also one in Spanish as well. Tell us the purpose behind the signs, and also how people get a hold of them if they want to be involved in a Life Chain.
Mm-hmm. There is a new sign last year, Pregnant Need Help, 1-800-712-HELP, we are there to really be a help to people going by. And, of course, as you were mentioning, the lifechain.net, that's a good place for them to see more about how they can get involved. I wanted to tell you one of the good things that has come to our attention from this last year even, Cleburne, Texas, a lady was driving past, turned her car around, came back, and came over to the people who were standing, holding the signs and said, 14 years ago at this very spot, there were people standing holding signs, and I decided not to have the abortion that I had scheduled for the next day. And this is my beautiful 14-year-old daughter that I would have aborted if you hadn't been here.
Wow.
So we hear stories like that every year. Let me tell you another one, my almost favorite one, about the youth being involved. A young man in Midlothian, Texas, was a little nervous about being out there, a ninth-grade boy, got up the courage to go, and then the next week his teacher asked them to write a paragraph about an experience, and he wrote about being part of the Life Chain, and his teacher showed his paper to some of the other teachers then, and his teacher called his mom, and his mom thought he was in trouble, and the teacher said, no, I had an abortion years ago, and some of the other teachers and I really need to know who to talk to. Who should we talk to? So all kinds of benefits like that. Another one, do you have time for another story?
Oh, yeah, sure.
A young man in, I think this is Ohio, drove past in his pickup and saw the signs, had really wanted to convince his girlfriend not to have an abortion. He got up the courage then to go talk to her one more time before her abortion that coming week, and he was able to convince her not to do it. And then he said, let's go talk to my dad. And when they did, the prospective grandpa said, oh, that is wonderful. Let's go see if those people are still downtown so we can thank them. So they were going along, thanking the people, hugging them, just so glad. Grandpa was so glad that his first grandchild was not going to be aborted.
Wow, praise God for that. Joe, being the director of PR, what kind of things are y'all doing in Texas and I guess others are doing nationwide to get the word out about this? I'm always amazed, you know, something that's been going on like for 26 years now, and I just know there are a lot of people that have never heard of Life Chain. And well, what kind of strategies do y'all have to publicize it?
Well, that is a great question. I had written Sharon about a month ago saying, with what just happened in Texas at our Capitol concerning a bill that was passed with a pitched battle, being that a lot of folks just were drawn to go over there and take a stand, or if they couldn't go to pray, that the fact that God really worked that out and we have a new protection, a stronger protection for the unborn, this would be a great time to you know, piggyback off of that and spread the word. One of the things that we're trying to do is put together a real fresh video that could be posted on anybody's Facebook, that can be run at church on a video screen for an announcement that would just really spread the word in an effective way about it. We're trying to do anything and everything that we can to make, especially this year, and just, you know, just something that people who really would be out there if they knew about it, that they will know about it. And so we're asking for help for that. If anybody has a venue, it can be any form of media. Certainly personal word of mouth is always the best, but we encourage churches to announce Life Chain. We encourage every Christian to, you know, post it on their Facebook, do whatever they can to spread the word.
Mm-hmm. If you're just tuning in, this is the interview of the week. We're speaking with Sharon Albertson, Texas director of the Life Chain and also coordinator of the Life Chain website, which is lifechain.net. And also Joe Goodson, he is the director of public relations for Life Chain. This year's Life Chain is going to be, as always, the first Sunday of October. It happens to be October 6th this year from most of them will be from 2 to 3:30 p.m., but as Sharon said, there is some variation, and there's also going to be a secondary Life Chain on October 27th. Now, that doesn't mean you have to do both of them, although you can, but It's more of an alternative date for those who are not able to do it on the first Sunday of October. Again, the website where you can find out if there's a Life Chain where you are, or perhaps you can start one, is lifechain.net. And Sharon, I know that one of the keys of the success of Life Chain is the non-combative nature. It is prayerful. It's quiet. Sometimes you get somebody that comes by and honks or does a hand gesture. But really the key here is that we always take the high ground and be a quiet and prayerful presence, right?
Right. We are so glad to hear from coordinators across the United States and Canada who have said they are amazed at the positive response. Of course, you always remember that one, but then 99% are thumbs up. We're not out there for a reaction, really, but people do go by, give you a little toot and honk, you know. And then also the people, the coordinators who have said people wanted to join them, like this one lady I was talking to this week, the firemen came by and decided to join them.
Yeah.
Or this one pastor I was talking to said someone came by a year ago, I guess this would be, and wanted to be part of the Life Chain and then ended up joining their church. He wanted to part of a group like this. So we're just glad also that the young people, well prepared to be out there, to know that this is a sacred time. The youth are so intent on getting the message out. And then we have a number of stories where they have gone back to school then and have convinced their friends not to have an abortion. So it's really a good time. Families with small children are welcome. Of course, we want them to stay close to their parents, but adults and teens, we ask them to stand about 20 steps apart so that people going by can actually read their signs and have a couple seconds to concentrate on the message on their sign.
Mm-hmm. And also, one thing I guess maybe implied, but we haven't mentioned, is that these are done in very high traffic areas, but they're done on the sidewalks, and so people are safe. But you certainly want to do it in a place where a lot of cars are going by. And you know, you mentioned about the positive response. You know, I have two young daughters, and the times that they've done it, they of course they're a little easily distracted, but they do pray. But they also like to count how many people come by and honk horns, and they get such a kick out of it because they'll say, "Oh, Daddy, we had 73 people honk their horns," or. Or do the thumbs up, and they get a big kick out of that, just seeing how many people are so responsive of it. Well, we're just about out of time. I just want to give each of you a chance to just kind of give your last comments and encourage people to get involved. Again, Joe Goodson, Director of PR, joining us, and also Sharon Albertson. She's the Texas Director of Life Chain. The website is lifechain.net. And Joe, why don't we go ahead and whatever you want to say to encourage people to get involved this year, and then Sharon will give you the final word.
Thank you so much, first of all, for having us on. This is the way the word spreads, and just encourage everybody to just remember the heart of God for the unborn. It's His creation from the moment of conception. He is forming that precious life in the womb. And Jesus said, whatever you have done for one of the least of these, you've done for me. Whatever you have not done for one of the least of these, you have not done for me. And that's the motivation, is to be out there to speak for those that God said to defend. And I had a pastor call me once when we were starting out in Central Texas here in a small town, and he said, you know, I've heard about y'all, what you're doing. And I had to ask myself, have I done anything? I say I'm pro-life, but he read the scripture in Proverbs 24:11, deliver those who are being taken away to death, and those who are staggering to slaughter, oh, hold them back. And he was very convicted that he had really done nothing to put feet to his prayers and to put action to his sentiments. And I think that if we can go back to the real reason why we're out there, I think lots and lots of people will join us.
Yeah, amen. I hope you're right. And thank you for those comments. And also, the references to Scripture are so important. Sharon, let me give you the last word. We got about a minute left. What would you like to say to our listeners?
Well, I really hope that people will understand this is not a demonstration or protest, as those words have evolved to be. This is a silent prayer time. And talking to the coordinators, even today I was talking to a lady who was saying how sacred it feels out there praying with people from all denominations, all walks of life. Just a really good way for people from all churches to pray together about something that is so important to all of us. In a number of areas, after the life chain is over, first one year they go to the Lutheran Church for cookies and punch, and the next year they go to the United Methodist or whatever church is in the area. So this really is a good way for pastors to work together with groups from other churches as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and thank you very much for the information. I want to thank Sharon Albertson, Joe Goodson for being on the show with us today to promote Life Chain Sunday. It's Sunday, October 6th. Most of them are going to be from 2 to 3:30 p.m. There's a alternate Life Chain Sunday on October 27th. The website is lifechain.net. And Sharon, if people do want to get involved and find out where their nearest Life Chain is or perhaps get involved, should they just go through the website, or did you want to give any kind of email information, or is everything they need on the website?
It's all on the website, and of course my phone number is on there. They can call. There is still time to put them together. The printer in Colorado has committed to putting the signs into the mail within 24 hours after he receives an order. So there's plenty of time.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you to both of you. And I do want to encourage everybody who's listening to get involved, either lead one or jump on the bandwagon of one that's already formed. And I know there are many, many across North Texas. If you go to the website, you can very quickly see in all parts of the Metroplex that there are ones formed. In fact, I'm always involved with one in the Mid-Cities, which is over there by Northeast Mall at 820 and Pipeline, that we will have again going on this year as well. So you can join ours if you'd like to. But thanks to both of you for being on, and we hope it's a tremendous success and that God will bless the efforts of thousands of people that are involved this October.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
All right, nice talking to both of you, and also thanks to Diane Xavier, as always, for producing this program, and we thank you for listening and for prayerfully and actively supporting the Life Chain this Sunday, this October 6th, and please visit that website, lifechain.net. Have a great day and a great Lord's Day tomorrow, and we'll see you next week. God bless you.